I'm Bethany Chafin. In Bear Wallow, A Personal History of a Mountain Homeland, author Jeremy B. Jones documents his and his wife's return to their native Blue Ridge Mountains. After arriving back in Edneyville, North Carolina, Jones took a job at his old elementary school as an ESL teacher, and the couple settled near land that Jones's family had inhabited for 200 years. Exploring the pull that one feels towards their home, the memoir documents how landscape shapes identity. Jones details the nuance of language, outlines the complicated and contemporary debates over land usage, and details historical events. Of Bear Wallow, author Ron Rash has said, it is a book to be savored. I've read in an essay that you wrote that you, quote-unquote, write to understand, and I'm wondering what were some of the questions you had that you were hoping to understand better at the outset of working on Bear Wallow?
So in the early part of the book, I tell the story of being in college and my car breaking down and someone stopping to help us. And after making small talk, he sort of identified us as mountain folk and said, "Oh, you're mountain folk. Mountain folk are good people," which was a really nice compliment and also a bit of a bizarre kind of notion to me. First of all, sort of being from the mountains was something I hadn't really identified as. I hadn't identified myself as a mountain person, as a 20-year-old who had lived there most of his life. But then the notion that region could shape people in a specific kind of way. So the book asks kind of overtly in the early part, what does it mean to be mountain people and how are we shaped or are we shaped in any kind of consistent ways? And that's not really it's not artifice for the book. I genuinely was kind of asking that question, and that was one of the driving questions for the book was, is there any way to identify what makes someone a mountain person? Is that a thing? And are there identifiable characteristics that that connect to it? I guess the more kind of existential question then was, am I one of them? Am I still connected to this place? After having moved away and living in other parts of the world, am I still connected to this place where my family's been for, a couple hundred years? Mountain folk, the term that blanketed Sarah and me years ago when my car broke down, still intrigues me. As I dig up stories of my kin and trace their lines and land and peculiarities, I try to pin down the qualities and actions that make me a result of this place. But what I'm finding more than connections are teased out differences. My chicken-killing, pants-wearing grandma who stroked my hair and rocked me to sleep as a boy. My great-grandfather who started a store out of vengeance yet sent a car thief on his way without incident. In this family tree, I find my forefathers fighting on both sides of the Revolutionary and Civil Wars. I see me as a child learning dances that mixed Cherokee steps and Irish tunes. My people hid and ran, they fought and fled. This is a blurred land, and the more I learn of my people, the more leery I grow of easy stereotypes of my home. Stereotypes both good and bad, Andy Taylor and Ernest T. Bass, the simple wisdom and the backward violence. We're more complicated.
Author Jeremy B. Jones. He holds an MFA in nonfiction writing from the University of Iowa. His essays have been recognized in Best American Essays, nominated for the Pushcart Prize, and awarded the Emma Bell Miles Prize. He currently teaches in the English department at Western Carolina University. In the new year, Jeremy will be reading and likely playing the banjo at Scuppernong Books on January 23rd at 7 p.m. Bear Wallow was published by John F. Blair Publisher, an entity celebrating its 60th anniversary this year. For 88.5 WFDD, I'm Bethany Chafin.